43 years ago today, Sun Records released Great Balls of Fire by Jerry Lee Lewis. The song is part of the NPR 100, a list of the 100 most important American musical works of the 20th century. Don Dixon, who's been a producer for such bands as R.E.M. and the Smithereens, says Great Balls of Fire introduced danger to rock and roll.
I can remember barreling down the road, standing in the back seat of my sister's 56 Chevy Bel Air two-door when I first heard Great Balls of Fire. It exploded out of the speakers in her dash with a ferocity and a power that scared me a little.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill.
I was almost seven and no stranger to the new music that was sweeping the nation, rock and roll. But there was something about this new song, Great Balls of Fire, that was unsettling. Little Richard was fun, Elvis was cool, but Jerry Lee Lewis was frightening. I wanted to be Little Richard, I did not want to be Jerry Lee Lewis.
I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire.
Elvis had drawn a musical line between the generations a year earlier with his boyish looks and a million-dollar grin, but Jerry Lee looked like a used Bible salesman with a leer that would have made Jack the Ripper smile. Jerry Lee gave us unashamed angst and unparalleled passion. It was the Church of the Holy Roller brought straight to the altar of sex.
Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I often love you like I love this chick. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine.
Jerry Lee Lewis was born in the fall of 1935 in Faraday, Louisiana, into a musical family with a split personality, the saint and the sinner, the divine and the delinquent. He would hang out with his rowdy white trash cousins listening to black honky-tonk music, but his mother was a Pentecostal preacher and did not approve. While still in his teens, Lewis was thrown out of the Southwest Bible Institute for playing rhythm and blues on a school piano, and he was beginning to feel caught between heaven and hell. Then, as now, he felt the powerful pull of what his cousin, evangelist Jimmy Swaggart, called the devil's music.
Well, the way is dark, night is long. I don't care if I never get home. I'm waiting at the end of the road.
Sam Phillips discovered Lewis playing at a club in Natchez, Mississippi in 1956. Phillips convinced him to come to Memphis as a session musician, and Jerry Lee lent his blistering piano to a number of hit recordings for Sun Records as a sideman before he struck pay dirt in the spring of 1957 with his classic version of Whole Lot of Shaking Going On.
Come on over, baby, whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I say come on over, baby, baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking, whole lot.
Lewis's record a top 10 hit, Phillips was looking for another vehicle to showcase the singer's unique energy. Otis Blackwell, author of Elvis's big hits Don't Be Cruel and All Shook Up, had seen Lewis perform Whole Lot of Shakin' on the Steve Allen Show earlier that year, so he sent Sam Phillips what he felt was a sure hit for this fiery young piano player. But Lewis wasn't so sure.
Listen, Jerry, when you think that you can't do good,
you can do good, Mr. Phillips. Don't
wait,
get it wrong.
Wait a minute.
You can have a kind heart.
I don't mean.
You can help people.
You can save souls.
No.
Yes, you never make it.
How can the devil save souls?
Devil ain't no saver.
What are you talking about?
Devil, I got the devil in me.
If I didn't have, I'd be a Christian.
Jerry Lee was full of conflicted rage. Fearing that rock and roll was leading him down the path to hell, he argued that the temptations of the flesh represented by this song and the spiritual ascension necessary to be a true Christian could not be reconciled. Perhaps he didn't exactly use those terms.
You ready to cut?
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Much of love drives a man insane.
Although it got to number one on the R&B charts, Great Balls of Fire never made it to number one on the pop charts. It entered the top 40 in December of 1957 and stalled at number 2, first behind Pat Boone's April Love, and then Danny and the Juniors' smash hit, At the Hop. It's easy to dismiss a lot of early rock and roll songs like At the Hop and April Love as harmless showbiz fluff. But there was nothing showbiz or fluffy about Great Balls of Fire. This was real conflict, real emotion, real soul searching. By now, we've seen it all. Movies leave no gory detail unshown, singers leave no word unsaid. It's hard to imagine a time when rock and roll could truly be scary, but it was. Rap and hip-hop pose an interesting and not altogether dissimilar parallel today, with some parents, as they did in the 50s, fearing the influence of these scary, unknown anarchists on their impressionable children. But most of these acts are corporate posers. Jerry Lee wasn't. He was the original Loose Cannon. I don't know about you, but I still use Jerry Lee Lewis's name to invoke the three-headed demon of sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And his performance on Great Balls of Fire, a song recorded more than 40 years ago, is still the standard by which I judge all other rock and roll piano players.
It's just Great Balls of Fire!
Record producer Don Dixon. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by Chip Grabo, directed by Chad Campbell, and edited by Barry Gordimer, Jeffrey Katz, and Vladimir Dubinsky. The production staff includes Amy Costello, Molly Peterson, Steve Monroe, Tom Bullock, Melissa Grave, Ann Williamson, Andrea Seabrook, and Amy Walters. The technical director is Kevin Langley, with audio engineers Renee Pringle and Arthur Halliday-Laurent. The senior editor is Susan Feeney, senior producers Neva Grant and Audrey Wynn, executive producer Ella McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Bob Edwards. Oh, kisses me, baby.